What is going on, everybody? You are listening to the J-Red Show on Anchor and Spotify and everywhere else you get your podcasts. The Buffalo Bills dominate the Denver Broncos 42-15. Josh Allen and Gabriel Davis pick up where they left off versus Kansas City. Allen 3 for 3 for 45 yards and a beautiful touchdown pass to Davis. Then the backups went in. Case Keenum bounced back from a terrible game against Indianapolis. 16 for 18, 192 yards, one touchdown. Matt Barkley 7 for 8. Keenum is one of the best backups in the league and he can be relied on to bail the Bills out in case Josh Allen goes down with injury. He will help the Bills stay in the number one seed race and in the division race, which they'll be in this year. But even though it's only preseason, this gets me more excited for the upcoming season. Because when this offense is humming, it is unstoppable. They had a perfect game versus New England where every single drive resulted in the touchdown, except for the last one where they took the knee. They had one of the greatest games of all time versus Kansas City. And then this game, they almost had another perfect game. There was 8 minutes left before the Bills finally punted. Matt Hack punted his last punt with the Bills before he was cut. And the Bills would go with Matt Azera, who had an 82-yard punt versus the Colts. The Bills really focused on improving the special teams this offseason. But we talk about the offense, we talk about special teams. I also want to talk about the defense. I want to talk about the defense and the coaching. Because when I called into WGR 550, I said, if the Buffalo Bills don't win the Super Bowl, it's either because they are injured to hell and back, or the coach is messed up. Like, leave the middle of the field wide open when you're up by 3 with 13 seconds left. But today, I know it's only preseason, but the defense looked better up front. It was nice to see Frazier using more three-man fronts with Jordan Phillips back as a replacement for Harry Butler and Starr. And this is without Von Miller. One argument that's been going around Buffalo is, did Cincinnati beating Kansas City make the Chiefs the 13 seconds better or worse? I can definitely see both sides of the argument. On one hand, the fans who say it hurts the most obviously think that if the Bills had held on to those 13 seconds, they would have beaten Cincinnati, they would have beaten Los Angeles, and they would have been the Super Bowl champions. Last year felt like it was a down year for Kansas City. And many fans felt like that was the year the Bills needed to pounce on to finally win that Super Bowl. But frankly, the Bills also had a down year. They went from 13-3 to 10-6. Well, 11-6 because of the 17th game. There were 3 wins worse. And just the coaching, I was questioning it all season long. Criticizing Dable, criticizing Frazier. But so far in this preseason, I know it's only preseason and it's not the full game plan. But so far, I have been impressed with Ken Dorsey and Leslie Frazier. The Bills have one more preseason game Friday versus the Carolina Panthers, and we'll see. I think the starters will rest entirely. They'll play all their backups, trying to get those final spots in So it's not really a game I'm interested in. I probably won't watch it because it's my brother's birthday. But I am very excited for this season. And now I'm going to do predictions. I'm going to predict every single division winner, then go and predict the Super Bowl, and go into other sports. Starting with the AFC East. This is pretty easy. The Bills should win the AFC East. I'm a bit hesitant to say easily, because I do like Miami. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa is the biggest question mark, but Tua Tagovailoa has a lot of weapons around him. They just added Tyreek Hill. I think Miami's going to have a pretty good year. The Jets should be improved, but I still think they're bad. And I am not impressed with New England. I've been hearing a lot of bad things about their passing game on WGR 550. So I think the Bills should win this division. For the AFC North, it's kind of tough. I keep going back and forth between the Ravens and the Bengals. And I'm going to go with Cincinnati. They're coming off their Super Bowl appearance. They still have Joe Burrow. They still have Ja'Marr Chase. They have an improved offensive line. I think Cincinnati wins the AFC North. The reason I'm not sold on Baltimore this year is because I just don't like Greg Roman as their offensive coordinator. They have a pretty good roster, but I just don't think he's the right choice for for Baltimore to be their offensive coordinator. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson is going to be out too long. He'll be out 11 games, and unless they get Jimmy Garoppolo or try to, they really need a scramble to find a quarterback to keep them afloat until Watson comes back. But I think by the time Week 11 rolls around, Cleveland will be too far gone. And then Pittsburgh, they got some nice weapons. I think Pittsburgh's going to be retooling this year. I don't think it'll be terrible, but I think this is going to be a down year for Pittsburgh as they get ready for the post-Roethlisberger era. AFC South. This is, in my opinion, is the worst division in the NFL. And this is my hot take. If any team has the potential to do what the Cincinnati Bengals did, go from worst to first, I think it's Jacksonville. My hot take is Jacksonville wins the South. Trevor Lawrence is going to be without Urban Meyer. When it comes to coaching, you can't get much worse than Urban Meyer. If they can get at least decent coaching, I think Jacksonville will win this division. Tennessee and Indianapolis have way too many question marks. I mean, the safe bet is to go with one of those two. I'd probably put the Colts ahead of the Titans. Texans are probably the worst team in the league. So my hot take is Jacksonville wins the... Now we go from the worst division in football to the best. The AFC West. All four of these teams are legit. But I'm still going to predict the Kansas City Chiefs to win the division. Even though they lost Tyreek Hill. They still have the best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. They still have the best tight end, Travis Kelce, excuse me. They picked up some nice pieces to damage the blow, to lessen the blow of losing Hill. So, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Buffalo can stay ahead of them and get the number one seed. But I still think the Chiefs win this division. But it's going to be a bloodbath between them, the Chargers, and the Broncos. I think the Raiders are going to finish fourth in this division. The thing about the Raiders is, I want to make it clear, Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback. Repeat, he is not a bad quarterback. He is a pretty good quarterback. The problem is, he's in the division with Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and Russell Wilson. He is the worst starting quarterback in the division. But he is a halfway decent quarterback. For the wild card predictions, I think it's going to be the Broncos, the Chargers, and I'm going to say the Dolphins. Like I said, I'm not sold on Greg Roman, so that's why I'm hesitant to say the Ravens. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens jump ahead of Miami. What are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. NFC East, again, it's a toss-up between Philadelphia and Dallas. And I think the Eagles will win this division. I just don't like McCarthy for the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy should have been fired after last year, and I think he's going to prevent Dallas from winning this division. I think Philadelphia will take it. NFC North, pretty easy. I gotta go with the other two AFC teams. The Giants are just like the Jets. They'll be better, but they still have a ways to go. And then Washington Commanders, wake me up when Dan Snyder no longer owns that team. Now the NFC North. Again, pretty easy. It should, even though Green Bay got worse, they should win this division. They still have a good defense. They still have Aaron Rodgers. Detroit is going to be better, but still not there yet. Minnesota's average. Chicago has a good quarterback in Justin Fields, but not much else. NFC South. I really want New Orleans to jump ahead of Tampa Bay, but I cannot bet against the greatest of all time. I think the Buccaneers will win the division. Carolina and Atlanta are going to be pretty mediocre. Finally, NFC West. It's going to go to one of the California teams, either San Francisco or Los Angeles Rams. And I think it's going to go to the 49ers. I really like Trey Lance. I think he's going to break out this year. The Rams are going to be good. They're going to be a close second. Arizona, on paper, is not a bad team. But they have too many issues. I don't like Cliff Kingsbury as a coach. I can see Arizona do what they always do. I'll go off to a hot start, then fall apart. And then finally, Seattle is going to be bad. On to other sports. World Series prediction. I predict the Dodgers will win the World Series and they will defeat the Astros. I think the Astros should easily win the American League. This past 2 months destroyed the optimism I had for the Yankees. Although maybe I'll be singing a different tune in about a month or so. But I really don't like this Yankees team right now, and I really don't think any other American League team can really compete with the Astros. The Twins, the Guardians, the Rays. The Orioles are a wonderful Cinderella story, but I think they've fallen back to earth. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. The National League, I think it's going to go to the one that, as I said, I picked the Dodgers, but there's a part of me that wants to say the Padres, because they're really going all in. They added Juan Soto. They added a bunch of other new pieces, and so there is a part of me that's thinking San Diego could compete with them. But overall, I think the Dodgers are the best team in Major League Baseball. So I think it's going to be a rematch of the 2017 World Series, Dodgers versus Astros. But I think this time the Dodgers win it. My Stanley Cup Finals prediction is Colorado over Carolina. The Avalanche, of course, won the Stanley Cup, but I think they got better. They added Kabul, Bogrovsky, Kemper, Strom. I think the Avalanche have the potential to repeat. And as I said, I think they'll face the Carolina Hurricanes. I think Tampa Bay will run out of gas. I don't think they'll make it for a fourth year in a row. I do like the additions of Trocheck and Niederreiter. So that's why I'm predicting Toronto. That's why I predicted not Toronto. Colorado over Carolina in the Stanley Cup Finals. NBA Finals, I think it's going to be a rematch of last year, Boston versus Golden State. But I think Boston will take it this time because Boston got better by adding Brogdon and Gallerana. Golden State lost some pieces, well, in Porter Jr. and Payton. I mean, yes, they still have Steph Curry. They still have a great core. That's why I predict they'll be in the finals, but I think they'll lose to Boston. College football prediction, Alabama over Ohio State. As I said last week, variety has gone out the window in college football. And we're seeing the same teams at the top every year. Nick Saban and his Alabama juggernaut doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And that's why I predict Alabama over Ohio State. College basketball predictions, I think Gonzaga will beat UNC. College basketball is also suffering from a lack of variety. Gonzaga, let me look at the odds. Guess who's on top? Gonzaga, UNC, Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, UCLA. The same old teams. MLS Cup prediction, LAFC over New York City. Premier League prediction, I actually think Arsenal will steal it from Manchester City. I think Manchester City's gotten worse. So I think Arsenal wins the Premier League. La Liga, Real Madrid. Serie A, Juventus. Bundesliga, Bayern Munich. Ligue 1, PSG. Champions League, Manchester City over Real Madrid. And for the World Cup, Brazil over France. What are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow, and I will see you later.